Let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 7. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again. Watch this. That Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. Do you see that? Satan wants to tempt you when you're vulnerable. He's going to find you when you're hungry and tempt you with the wrong food. He's going to find you when you're bored and tempt you with the wrong entertainment. He's going to find you when you're single and when you're, you know, when you're not yet married, and he's going to tempt you with fornication. And he's going to find you when you're married and you're not having a proper relationship with your spouse, and he's going to tempt you with adultery. And if we're going to pray on our knees and say, God, lead us not into temptation. And if we're going to live our lives in such a way that we don't lead ourselves into temptation, we need to realize two things. Number one, we should try not to make ourselves vulnerable to the devil's attack, number one. And number two, when we are vulnerable, we need to realize that we're vulnerable, and we need to take extra heed and be extra careful, knowing, hey, I'm vulnerable right now. And beware of that. Flip over to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. You see, I learned a long time ago that if you pack yourself a good lunch, you're less likely to buy something off the Roach Coach. You're less likely to buy something from Burger King and McDonald's and Jack in the Box. And look, I remember, and I'm not tempted by that stuff anymore. I'm to the point, you know, if you eat healthy for a while, you'll get to where you crave healthy things. You know, you just got to change your appetites. But I used to eat a lot of junk food. I grew up eating a lot of junk food. And when I first got married, I still ate a lot of junk food. I remember when my wife was in Germany, I was eating off the Roach Coach every day and everything, you know. So I've been there. I've done it, all right? But I remember just the temptation, because it was a financial thing. Back then, we were really poor. We had very little money. And you know, it costs more to eat out than it does to eat at home. So I remember just being so tempted, because every guy I work with, they're all going to Burger King. They're all going to Arby's. They're all going to Long John's. And it's a major temptation. So I had to make sure that I had a lunch and that it was a good lunch. You know, I didn't want to just have something that's too small, something that isn't that good. You know, if you had a good lunch and if you had enough lunch, it was a lot easier to walk away from the Burger King and the McDonald's and Arby's. Now, if I eat that stuff, it makes me want to throw up. But, you know, I haven't eaten any fast food in many years. But I remember one time I broke down and went to Taco Bell in Montana, because there was just no other warm food available. I was out in the middle of nowhere, and I hadn't eaten this way in years. I quit eating fast food for years, and I just said, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm just going to do Taco Bell. And I hadn't been there in years, so I went and I got my standard order at Taco Bell that I ate every week for years when I'd be traveling and working. And this is what I would order: 2 chicken nacho cheese chalupas. Then I would get 3 orders of nachos. You know, the 79-cent nachos. I mean, they're probably more now, but I get 3 orders of nachos and 1 crunchy taco. So I get 2 chicken nacho cheese chalupas, 3 orders of nachos, and 1 just basic King James version taco. Okay? And I would get that every time, and I loved it. But then I didn't eat that way for years, and I went to Taco Bell in Montana, and this is like 5-6 years ago, and I just broke down and went to Taco Bell, and I couldn't even finish it. I mean, I threw half of it in the trash. I ended up going to the grocery store and making myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because I just couldn't even get it to go down. You know, because but look, back in the days when it was a temptation, you had to bring the right lunch. Because the Bible says the full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. And so if you are full, if you're already satisfied, then you're not out, you know, looking for something different. And that's, and you can say whatever you want. And you know what? A lot of people will say, well, I disagree with that. You disagree with the Bible, because the Bible has clearly said, you want to avoid fornication, get married. Avoid adultery by having a physical relationship with your spouse. That is the Bible's plan for not being involved in temptation. And you know what? The world teaches something totally different. See, 1 Corinthians 7 is a scripture that the whole world denies. And most Christians won't even teach 1 Corinthians 7 because it's so offensive to the world that we live in. Because the world teaches this garbage of just like, oh, it's okay. If you just don't feel like it, then just don't do it. You know, but that's not what the Bible, you know, and there are people literally that are married that go months without having a relationship with their spouse. They go months. They go years. You know, it's like, I don't feel like it. Well, you know what, though? The Bible teaches that if one person feels like it, it needs to happen. Because otherwise, you're opening yourself up to temptation. That's why the Bible says that the man does not have power of his own body. It belongs to the wife. And that the wife does not have power of her own body, but the husband. You know what that's saying? She doesn't have the power or the right to say no. And neither does he have the power and right to say, no, I'm not going to, give you that. That's what the Bible says. And you know, you can call me whatever you want, attack me for saying that, but that's what I believe, and that's what I preach, because that's what the Bible says, and I don't care whether people like it or not. It's true. It is a sin, listen to me now, it is a sin to refuse your spouse in the bedroom, whether you are man or woman. That is a sin, according to 1 Corinthians 7. It is called fraud, it is called sin, and it is opening you up to the devil's temptation. I got to hurry up and finish. But look at